G'day everyone, this is Zach Latham. I'm here from Quest to Invest, and just a new week, new episode. I thought we'd go through a few different things. I was going to start off with looking at a quarterly report that I'd read from Carnival Corporation. They're a cruise lining business from America. But as I was thinking about talking about that, I thought, well, actually, a lot of people don't know what a quarterly report is. And so it was something that I thought, well, it's probably important that I go back first and talk about what a quarterly report is and what these financial reporting is. So let's get straight into that. So each business in both in any country of the world needs to give financial reporting based on how the company has been going in that quarter, in that year. And it's really important that they do that. And it's a legality thing, because if they don't, you know, obviously they can get into trouble. And they need to be giving investors and anyone that's looking on the information necessary for them to make their own decision. So it's important that that information is out there. So in Australia, I know we have the ASIC, A-S-I-C. They're the governing body of these things. In America, it's the SEC. And so they're both governing bodies who look after all these pieces of information. And so companies need to make sure that they... go by these guidelines that they've been set. So I think one main reason why it's important to understand what these reports are is that often the market moves a lot based on it. So any sort of the stock price and all those sorts of things all go up and down depending on what sort of financial results they have. So if the results are really positive, then obviously the stock price is probably going to go up. But if it's negative, then obviously it could go down. And there's a lot of big differences in that, a lot of fluctuations where you might even think, based on reading the report yourself, that you think, oh, it should go up from here. But the market, you know, we never know. It could go up, it could go down, who knows? But we just use our own information and the things that we've read to try and create our picture, I guess, of where we think it's going to be going. But as a long-term investor as well, it's probably not as important for us in that regard, in that it doesn't matter if it goes up, 10% or 5% down or whatever in a given day, because we know that over the long term, if we're investing in a quality business, it's going to be good. So in a quarterly report, there's a bunch of different things that come along with it. And there's all the financial data that comes in three separate files. And all these names, I can't remember fully myself off the top of my head. So we'll just read them off a script as well. But so there's the balance sheet, there's the income statement, and there's the statement of cash flows. So this is all the different financial data, and it's just in a table form. And often it can be quite, it's quite dense. And if we don't understand what all the numbers mean, it's hard to read. So they often, a lot of people I've read about have said, it's probably not best to go and read those things on those documents themselves. But you can actually go and find all that information on Yahoo Finance or other different websites that have compiled all the data from, like, say, the last 10 years. So you can see how it's progressed over time. So that might be something to note for that as well. But then it also comes with the management's discussion of this information as well. And so they go through and they talk about, well, what is it that, what do those numbers actually mean, real world context for this business? And so they go through and talk about all that really quite specifically in the report as well. Then there's also another report where it continues on. It talks about risks, so the risks to the business. And so these are in the quarterly reports and probably more deeply in the annual reports as well. And so they're talking about the company has to say everything they think is a possible risk to the company and that will cause issues for their business. So that could be, they have, for instance, at the moment with all the coronavirus stuff going on, some certain businesses might need to say in their risks from now on that if a global pandemic happened, this would cause issues for their business in this way. So something like Carnival Cruise Line, they're obviously they've been hit really hard with it because they can't travel, just like airlines. People don't want to travel at the moment or can't travel. So they'll have to have that in their risks. And when they're in the risk, we can read and see what they think, how much... how big of an issue they think that's going to be. Is it going to be something that's just going to set them back, a couple months? Is it something that isn't going to be a huge deal? And obviously, you know, they don't want to give absolutely every single risk, because then you get to the point where, you know, they're saying that they're, well, what about the risk of aliens invading and causing issues? Well, obviously we're not going to, they don't need to go that deeply, but we can use our own common sense to figure out some of those major ones. So along with these reports are also earnings calls. And so these are times where the management team, the chief financial officer, the CFO, the CEO, the chief executive officer, and then a whole range of other people on the management team are all going to be there to talk about the company. And so it starts off usually with them having a bit of a chat about what they think their business, how it's gone in that quarter or in that year, and how they think they're going to go in the future, and some different key financial things that they think are important for people to know. And this is for people who might not want to go through and read these documents. It's got a bit of information in there. And then after that, they usually go into a Q&A section where there's different analysts that are in the audience. There are some investors are able to go there as well, some major investors. And they're able to ask questions and see, well, what do you guys think about this happening in your company? And what sort of risk is this going to be? How's this going to affect your company? And then based on that, you know, we get to hear their answers. And those answers can really tell us a lot about them as management team. Do we think that they're worthwhile trusting? Or do we think they're, you know, well, they kind of danced around the question there. They didn't actually give us an answer. And if that's the case, then do we want to trust them with our money? Well, maybe. It'd be up to you to make that decision yourself. So why is it worth reading or listening to these earnings calls? What's important about it for us? So as an investor, it's important that we know where the company's come from in that quarter and in that year and how business has gone. It's also important that we look into the future as well and think, well, what is it that the company is saying is going to happen? Are they saying that they're going to be able to open 100 new stores in the next year? If so, that's awesome. It's great to know. Or is it that, you know, they've been having issues and so they're actually going to have to scale it back and bring back maybe, you know, they're going to have to cut some stores because they're actually losing money at the moment. So that's important to know, because that really influences our knowledge of the company and therefore whether or not we want to invest in them as well, or if we should stay invested in them. Because another thing that's important about it is that we stay on track with those investments that we have. So if we've invested in something like, say, Carnival Cruise, we've invested in them and then the coronavirus stuff all hits. Do we want to look at that and think, oh, well, maybe maybe I need to take it out because clearly the business is being, you know, destroyed pretty badly from this. So it's good to keep on track with that and figure out, is that something we want to stay in or do we want to move out of it now? I think one of the key reasons why I think they're really important is because we're actually getting on a level playing field with everyone, any investors in this company, anyone in the world. So at the same time that I'm reading a report from Delta Airlines, at the exact same time, Warren Buffett is reading that same information. And all of that information should be new to everybody, because anybody who has inside information to the company by law isn't allowed to invest that money into the company. It's like in betting as well. You know, if you know that a certain player in your sports team is going to be out for that week and they haven't announced it yet to the public, but you know about it, then you can change your bet based on that. And that's illegal as well. So this is all, it's about trying to keep everything fair. So it's important to know that we actually have the same playing field as all of these big name investors as well, and that we get to hear about this information at the same time. So it's about us having to go and actually look up that information and read it ourselves, because if we don't, well, we've just lost the opportunity that we had to be on track with everybody else as well. So the last reason why I think it's important is that the company often gives forecasts on what they think is going to happen into the future. Now, it's good to know that that's, you know, obviously they've got their ideas of where they think the company's going. But as we know in our own lives, we plan things and it might not always go ahead the way we've planned. And so it's the same for these companies. They might say that we want to open 100 new stores. And then when they're going into the process of, you know, opening these new stores, they come into difficulties, whether it be that, you know, they can't purchase the land they wanted to purchase or they thought they could purchase, or whatever it is, there's issues that come up along the way. So they might say that they think 100 stores is what they can open, and they might only open 50, or maybe they'll open 150. We don't know. And so we have to trust the management team firstly, that they know what they're talking about, and that they know, you know, where they think they're going to go in the future. And then based on that, if we trust them, then we can trust the information that they've provided to us as well. So often in the earnings calls, the information there can paint a bit of a rosier picture of what's going on, because they're speaking. And so when you're speaking, and if you're not reading directly off a script, and you know, you're answering questions, then you might not always give the exact information that you wanted to give, but you always make it sound more positive, or generally you'd want to anyway. Whereas in these filings, these SEC filings that come up for the company, that where they have to formally give this information, there's set things they need to say and set things that they might not need to talk about. And so that's really important for us to know, because then it means that we can probably trust that information more. And at the same time, it's a bit drier, I guess, as well. So it's harder to go and read. But if we know how to read it and we know what's important to read, then we can skim through it much faster. So soon I'm going to give an example of how to actually go through that. And we'll go through it on a screen. I'll show you all the different key parts that I think, and what I've read about, some of the key parts to learn. So when you're reading these quarterly and annual reports, you might, when you first open them up, you'll look and see that they're like 50, 100 pages, 150 pages long. They're huge. Personally, I can't think of anything worse than having to go through and read that for all the different companies I'm interested in, and do it four times a year. That just sounds horrible. So I've done a lot of research to try and figure out, well, what are the key parts to read, and what parts can I kind of just skim through or just completely skip over. So I'll share what some of the things that I think that I've learned. But if you have done any learning yourself and you think that there's other parts that are more important, or that are important also, then please let me know. That'd be great. Because again, I'm trying to really make this into a journey together, that we're learning these things together. And that any information I've learned is just because I've done my own research as well. But I'm sure you have your own insights too. So finally, when do these reports come out? Well, they come out, depending on the company, they come out at different times. But usually, as I said, in America, these companies have to file them every four times a year. And so they come out, you know, once every 3 months. And it depends on what time of the year they're trying to do it. So for example, as I said, I've just read Carnival. They brought out theirs about a week ago. I think Apple is coming out with theirs in a week or two. And so it's all in different times, but they call it earnings season is what you might hear sometimes. And that's kind of referring to the period between, it kind of goes for a month or so, where all the companies pretty much are filing their data in that month. And it might be different days, but it's all happening in that month, because that's kind of when the quarter wraps up. And it's also important to see that sometimes, you know, Apple might be reporting their second quarter results right now, whereas another company might be reporting their third quarter results or their annual report, because of the times that they might have started their businesses, or why they've made that decision, I don't know, but they have them at different times. It's a bit annoying, but it's just what we have to be aware of as well. So if you see something that says that it's the second quarter results, it doesn't always mean that it's the same time of year. So it's important to look at the date on there and see actually, when did that come out? Did that come out in June of 2020, or was that actually out in January 2020? So it's important to look at that information too. So thanks for watching today. If you want to reach out, please do. There's a whole bunch of different ways you can listen to this or watch it. So I've got some of these things down in the description below. So go check that out. There's where you can find it. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's obviously on YouTube as well. It's on a whole range of different other podcasting platforms too. If it's not on something that you want it to be on, please let me know. I just need to chuck my RSS feed onto those things. And if you want that feed yourself, then feel free to contact me as well. And I've got my Twitter handle up on there as well. And I just do a lot of retweeting and stuff on there of things that I learn along the way. So if you want to join in with that that as well, then please do. That'd be great. And share me stuff as you find stuff as well. So thanks, guys. And looking forward to the next one as we learn together. Cheers.